cash in from English. So we're going through a very difficult health crisis, and we want to try to understand not just how to deal with it practically, but what are the thoughts we have as Jews, and what the Hashem, what's Halacha say about that. We're talking in general, not just about how to respond to the coronavirus. Every day I'll talk a little bit about where issues of health come up in Judaism and what our perspectives on them are in a general sense. Talk about the Baruch of Asher Yatzar, we'll talk about plagues that took place throughout history and how Halacha responded to them. So, the Kodesh Baruch Hu promises us in Parshas Mishpatim, Ani Hashem Rofecha, Kol HaMachla, Asher Samti Nisayim, Moas HaMelecha, Kini Hashem Rofecha. It sounds like, if you're ill, you're worried, trust the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this is actually an interesting machlokas Amarayim in the Gemara and Brachas. The Gemara says, if a person goes to let blood, Nichnas Lakis Dam. So according to the first day in the Gemara, Rofecha, he apologizes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here at Samuel Fanach Hashem Elokai, She'esek Zila Refuah, they're letting blood because that dam was a form of Refuah. V'tibra'eni, Ki'el Rofei Ne'manata, V'refuotcha Emet, you heal people. Now listen carefully. Kisha ain't darkan shobnei adam l'rapos, it's not really proper for us to go to doctors. Ain't darkan shobnei adam l'rapos, we should trust you. El Shenago, that's the Minag Olam. But that's how people behave, so I'm behaving also. But I really should have more emuna in you. But an apology. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Refei Chol Basar. Abaye says, Lo Lema Inishachi. Don't talk like that. The Tani Deber B'Yishmal, the Rapo Yerape, the Pasuk in Mishpatim, Mikan Shenitna Rishus L'Rofei L'Rapos. So it sounds like this question, as to when we consult with medical attention through human form, is it something we should be a little bit uncomfortable about because the highest madriga is the trust of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or something we should be completely, completely open and confident about? It's machlokas between Abaye and Ravacha. The same question circled back to be a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. Maram Sachem says that Chizkia took three actions that the Chachamim complimented him for, applauded him for, Shibchu Chachamim, and three actions they weren't so comfortable with. Amongst the actions that he took the Chachamim complimenting him for the Gemara Nun Vav was that he was Gonez the Sefer Refuah. There was a book of Refuah that Shlomo HaMelech had delivered, and Chizkiah decided that he no longer wanted people to have that available. Rashi says, what's the lashon of Rashi? I read it from the sheet of paper. Rashi says, Gana Sefer Refuos, why? Bishaloha Yalibam Nichna Al Cholim. When people got ill, they weren't humble, they weren't spiritually aroused, they just went to this book of Merck Manual, Manual Guide, WebMD, they looked up all their proper chips and responses, and there was no spiritual response, there was no tshuva, and therefore, this immediate refuah. So according to Rashi, Chizkiah took a wise move by banishing medical treatments that were available in those days. The Rambam, of course, in this parish in Mishnayos, goes ballistic, yes, in very, very harsh words. He says, people who think that way are idiots. They're ruining. If all of a sudden you need some food and you're hungry and you take some food, that's a lack of emunah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, the Rambam redefines the Gemara, the Gemara is doing something entirely different. Of course, the Rambam was a well-known doctor. So it seems as if this question between Ravacha and Abaye, whether when we seek medical attention, it should be seen as something b'di'evet. Ideally, we should be at the spiritual level to consult with a Navi, as Chizkiah does, to perform tshuva and to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And b'di'evet, we're just not at that level, and we have to be a little bit embarrassed about it. Or even the biggest tzaddik and the biggest pious person should still feel comfortable with chavchila consulting medical attention with something that the Amoraim were already aware of and the Rishonim were aware of. Now, of course, probably the most famous statement citing against the ideal nature of medical attention is the Ramban statement. The Ramban, in Parshas Bichlokosai, famously interprets the drush of the Gemara, Verapo Yerape, Mikan Shenitne Rishus Lerofe Lerapos. It's a strange Gemara. Verapo Yerape is a mitzvah. What does the drush mean? Verapo Yerape, Mikan Shenitne Rishus Lerofe Lerapos. Ramban says that means that if a person comes to you and seeks out your medical attention, you would think that I have to turn him away because you're operating on a b'di'evit level. You should be seeing me. You should be performing tshuva and davening. Okay, you can indulge in that person. But ideally, a person who is of a spiritual caliber, very famous line in the Ramban, Uma Alashan, Uma Chelik Lerofim, Bebeis Osei Ritzon Hashem. What possible place could a doctor have in people who are Osei Ritzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Ramban seemed to side with Rashi, seemed to side with Ravacha. The Rambam seemed to side with Abaye. When Rav Lichtenstein spoke about this, he spoke about this as a more general reflection of Hishtadlus versus relying on supernaturalism. To what degree do we have the right, even if we are at that Madrega, to rely on supernaturalism entirely. Samech al aneis, if you're a osin mitzvah, sometimes you have the ability, as opposed to saying, we live in this world and we have to take whatever steps we can to try to heal ourselves. It's obvious to you that one way or another, our masara, dating all the way back to Chazal. Chazal had rudimentary forms of medicine. It's not necessarily the medicine we practice, but they didn't all run to the Beis HaMedrash and daven and perform tshuva. But they, at least even in those days, they relied upon whatever medical treatments as discordant with common modern medicine as they were. They certainly had all the Mishas of Bulmas and all the Gemaras and all the Refuos. So it's clear that our tradition, one way or another, either because we're not at the Madrega, and one day maybe we will be at the Madrega, where we will not need doctors to heal us, and we can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Or even if we are at the Madrega, that's the level of Ishtadlus that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us to be able to operate whatever medicines are available. But it's only just to know that there is a very, very live and meaningful Machlokas, possibly in the Amoraim. It's not clear how to read the Machlokas of Ayin Ravacha. The Taz changes, but certainly it seems that way between the Gemara in Ravacha and Abaye in Brachos Daf Medvav and Daf Samach and the Gemara Masachem Medvav about Chizkia banishing the Sefer Refuah of Shlom HaMelech. Okay. Each morning we'll talk a little bit about Inyanei Refuah, not necessarily about the virus and how to respond, but just to put ourselves into that place, not just emotionally, but with the Torah we study. Okay? And since everyone's here,